Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, let's hope that party's not over tonight. Right. Man, Panthers down 3-0. Oh, man. Not real pretty and playing a rare back-to-back games in the playoffs.
Got to save face tonight.
See if play tonight and see if they can't find some offense, shake something up, get a couple power play goals now that they finally got their first one in the last game, their first and only goal, one for 28 in the playoffs on the power play.
That's comical when you say that.
4-1, 2-1, and 5-1 losses. With the same names that we've been talking about that seem like they've been around a while. Stamkos, Kucherov, and Vasilevsky. 34 saves for him. Block shots going down. And by the way, it is, of all things you can talk about in football or throwing at a guy and hitting a guy, any man that knows his shot's coming and gives up his body.
Slides into it.
To get hit.
Right.
You are a different makeup for guys that
better
do
man
that.
Than me.
They had 19 of those, 19 block shots where somebody put a partial part of their body on somebody trying to fire a shot at the goal.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
I
do like the fact you pointed out earlier that a guy gets hit like in his hand or his arm or whatever, runs to the bench, shakes it off, and is in the next.
No. One better, Zach. Most of them limp to the back for a second,
right,
and then they come right back out. Yep. They barely miss their shift, if they do, and go, all right, I'm good. And then these guys joke about, yeah, a lot of guys be getting iced up. We'll see them again tomorrow. But they are they're playing great. By the way, and then you look at the Heat, and I know we've been talking about all the other things of a great win for the Heat. Jumping out that big lead and holding on to get the win. They had 19 steals. 19 steals in the game. Well, they ended up 23 turnovers is what Boston ended up with. Just that's part of the deal is right. Not just how you know outscore everybody. It's the other things that they do. Not too many people talking about those numbers. And Jason Tatum. Listen, while we're getting on our own guys here who haven't shown up on this hockey team, Jason Tatum has 3 for 14 with 6 turnovers, 10 points and 6 turnovers.
Right.
Just
it's hard to do that in 41 minutes when you're one of the better players. Right?
Great players don't have more turnovers than field goals.
Right.
Great players don't have that. He had 6 turnovers. I think he had 7 in another game here in this series. Just they're getting on him and making it hard. He came out now. He owned up to it. He said, "Hey man, I got to play a lot better. It's on me. I helped this damn team, and we're not in this situation right now." But boy, I'll tell you what, people have been real slow to come around to this Heat team. It's incredible how many people like Boston in this series, and so that's where you're on. Golden State, man, looking real good shape right now. They're up 3-0 after last night to Dallas. Steph Curry. 31 points and some help from all his buddies, but so they're up, ready to close this out. And
that
then,
team is dangerous, man.
You may be onto something about Luka, by the way. I mean, he's slow. Like, he's clearly the slowest guy on the floor. I'm not saying
– Did he have 40 last night?
I'm not saying he's overweight, but, man, he is unbelievably slow. Like, he moves in slow motion. And he's got, God bless him for getting open the way that he does.
He's got great instincts, obviously.
He's crafty, I guess is the word, right?
That's
is. Man, is he slow.
Just another many ways you can play the game of basketball in the NBA. Not every, but from his fadeaways to the slow motion of him moving from side to side. He's a great player.
You credit. You might have been on to something.
No, I'm not looking for credit because he's a damn good player. Yeah,
it's
another 40 good
and
game.
11,
yeah,
right. 40 and 11 is a good
game. He ain't gonna defend.
No, that's okay.
He's a great piece for your all-Husky team, though.
Well, are we doing that again today? I'm not going into that. That's why we're gonna have trouble getting guests. We keep doing that stuff on.
We gotta throw back our all-Husky team, get it out of here?
No, there's no reason. There's no reason.
Why we got in trouble for the all-Husky
team? There's no reason to be talking about
all-Husky.
Weighing guys in or how coaches handle it. Right. And there's no we're done with that.
Staying away from that?
Staying away from
that.
It's not good for business. It's not good for business at all. I knew it was just
Husky
a matter of time. Yeah.
And wait from –
Hey, I got news for you, man. Luke is good for business.
Great for business.
He's not only one of the best players in the game, no matter what he does or doesn't do, but that guy's going to sell tickets. That guy's going to fill up that arena in Dallas for a long, long time.
He's a really good player.
And
he got D's'd on, though.
He has big games. Well, that's going to happen to him. That's going to be part of what happens to him. I'm sure those other guys.
Why is that?
I think guys get tired of hearing about how great he is.
I would imagine.
I think those guys get tired, and every chance they get, and he started to whine a little bit, and Draymond got on him last night and called him, I believe it was bitch, but it could have been a little worse than that last night in the whole thing. And then he was hurt that Draymond called him and went over, and I heard him tell Draymond, you don't have to call me a bitch. I mean, could have said stop or something.
Is there any more perfect player, by the way, for that Golden State team than Draymond Green?
He's a perfect guy.
Like Clay and Steph and Wiggins and, you know, Poole off the bench. Like, they got their – and then there's just Draymond.
So
the heart and soul of that
team.
The
only guy that hasn't been able to play a Draymond, those guys all – I give them credit. They have great chemistry. They really do. And they put up with the Draymond stuff, and it looks like – it sounds like those guys, if they have to, are able to do stuff, and Draymond's got their back, and – Draymond will do all the dirty work and stuff. Kevin Durant's the only guy that just
amazing.
Could not get over Draymond Green calling him out on that shot.
It is amazing.
And
Andrew Wiggins, by the way, is the guy that Jimmy couldn't play with in Minnesota because he didn't want to play, you know, one of those young guys and didn't want to do it. Now he's fitting in perfect with this Warriors.
And by the way, those guys even admitted when they got him, they weren't sure about him because of what they'd heard. Probably a lot of it in the
From
Minnesota
the Jimmy
stuff.
Right.
And he comes in. And he fits right in. I listen to, like, yeah, man, he's been really good here with us. Sometimes, man, you get a fresh start in a new place.
Works out.
And you're going, wow.
27-11 last night. This guy's contributing.
I thought they'd have traded. I thought they'd bring him in and they were going to trade him because I think they were trying to trade him a few times. And then they realized they got a nice little piece there. Was he a first overall pick?
Yeah,
he was.
Wow.
Turned out to be a good player.
Right. He was number one overall guy.
He's basically a third option or fourth option on that team behind those three guards.
Oh, if Poole comes in, he's not. Poole's definitely a better option.
But he has his games where he, and by the way, just to get you a little history, if we go down that road, Jimmy Butler, he and Jimmy Butler were not, Jimmy Butler was one of the guys.
That's it.
He in the center was not big on
Harley
either
Anthony
one of those
Towns
guys.
And Wiggins were the two guys that he was complaining about.
So having that back,
right on him.
Having that back together again from his stay in Minnesota and all the craziness of.
Yeah, but not to look too far ahead, but that will be a great matchup. But
if it happens.
Hollywood hit it on the head. I want to see P.J. Tucker and Draymond Green. We're talking about two guys that play the game about as tough and as rough as you could possibly play it. Undersized guys. That would be one hell of a
There's
matchup.
A bunch of intriguing matchups.
It will be.
Like.
If we get there,
Tyler versus Clay would be fun. Like, I'm interested to see that.
So what do you do with if you're looking ahead?
Steph Curry is
no. But they'll have a they've seen him before. They'll have a
I understand they've played twice, but I don't know what in a 7-game series how
Spo goes.
All right,
guys,
Curry.
This is how we're gonna take Steph Curry, one of the great shooters of all time, out of the game or slow him down.
But the problem with that is that when you take Trae Young out of a series, you're not really worried about Clint Capella beating you. And in the second round, you're trying to take James Harden out. You're letting Embiid get his. Who do you take out to let the other guy get his in the
series?
You know,
it's a weird thing about the Golden State team, since I follow them a little bit more than other teams, is they said, what do we do after they got blown out? What do we do? And all those guys went to Brown at the time, who was coaching, and said, you need to put Looney back in at center.
Yep.
That's who. So they go, how'd you make the decision? He goes, my guys told me this is who we need to play. How often do you hear a coach say, this is what my guys wanted? The guys that are playing out there
right. All
came to me and said, Looney's got to be in. So all he does is give them double-digit rebounds every night.
That's his job. That's all he's got to do.
And a big man presence to try to neutralize.
Where's that first-round pick? He hurt? He's been out season?
He's
Wiseman? Yeah. James Wiseman, right?
He's not real wise right now because he's injured. All right, we got to go to break here, man. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we get set for another little doubleheader tonight with the Panthers kicking things off and then the Miami Heat trying to go up 3-1. And, yes, we had a big choke yesterday. Now, when you start talking about pressure and nervous and your body feels different and never being in that situation, Mito Pereira, wow. He was feeling, man, one stroke lead, double bogeys the last hole. Couldn't make that up. I'll bet if we would have able to give him a little bit of that green powder, one scoop of that AG1, he'd been feeling better, man.
A lot better.
It doesn't say anything about the pressure and anything when you take it. But I will tell you this, man. If you're just looking to, especially as you get older, you don't eat right, you don't get all the vitamins and minerals, in my case, none at all, unless the food is giving me something. This AG1 with 75 high-quality vitamins. Here's what I like. I don't want to take a bunch of vitamins. I've done that bag of vitamin stuff, and this is what your body's lacking. I was so damn sick, take them on an empty stomach, I was ready to throw up every day. Well, so this, you take this in the morning with a glass of water, put it in there, and you're good to go for the day, and you just get so many benefits out of it, starting with your body just says, hey, thanks, man, for all that coffee and water. That's all you give me. Thanks for giving me a little something extra.
All right. I started taking AG1 because tons of people take some sort of multivitamin, and I didn't. Like Joe said, a bag of vitamins. But it's important to choose one with high-quality ingredients that your body will actually absorb, and that's what AG1 does. 8 to 12 ounces of water, one scoop, on an empty stomach to start your day, and boom, you are taken care of for the rest of the day. And by the way, when you go and buy all these vitamins, a ton of money. It's going to cost you less than $3 a day. For AG1, you're investing in your health, and it's cheaper than that cold brew habit. Like if you're a big coffee person outside of it, you don't have to worry about that. To make it easy for you, by the way, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it for your health. Do it for your family. Just start feeling better about yourself. Go to the website again, athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Chuck, you got a man pulling you on the horse, huh? Dude. Chuck, you got a grown man pulling you on the horse.
Hey, Shaq.
Tell him to let go.
Eat your heart out, Shaq.
I see you.
Chuck, tell him to let go, and I think you're really good.
I grew up in Alabama, brother. I know how to ride a horse.
You do not know how to. You look very uncomfortable.
The hat, hey, Chuckster, the hat looks good on
you,
man.
Brother.
You look like a natural-born cowboy.
No, he doesn't look like a natural.
Yes, I do.
You look like D-Max, hey. Where you at?
Hey.
You look very uncomfortable.
Hey, I'm the black cleaning boy.
He looks very uncomfortable.
I hope that horse likes loud crowds.
Whoa. That horse got a strong back. That horse got a strong back.
Oh, my. The horse is gone. Please get this guy off me. Please.
I want to see him get off.
Yeah, that,
see
him this is off. Always the test.
He cannot raise that right hip over the horse's head.
Please fall.
Oh, he's going backwards. He's going
please
backwards.
Fall.
Right.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. There he goes. There he goes. Please fall.
I told you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I tell you, so those guys break it all down and talk about the game and stuff. But that's all anybody's gonna remember is Chuck shows up on a 100%. Charles Barkley shows up on a friggin' horse,
and that's what they want you to remember.
And then they're breaking it down on not only now that he's on the horse, he can be able to get off,
right?
And his leg got stuck there for a minute. And then it gave them a chance to, it's not fair what they're putting a guy that big on the back of that horse.
Horse got a strong neck and back.
Oh, yeah. God, it was funny. That was good stuff, man. They whoever comes up with the concept and the stuff that they decide to get into every night is it's very funny. But that chewed up a lot of time and the play-by-play and the crowd going nuts and find a horse. And listen, whatever you think of Charles Barkley, he's damn good sport because he's the butt of a lot of jokes.
Right. He knows it.
He's a big, heavy guy, yep. and he knows they're going to get on him about it. And he's like, I'm okay. By the way, he's doing a ton of commercials, too, every time you turn
all
around.
All over the place.
If it's not right. His voice, you actually see Charles Barkley. He and Shaq.
Well, he's dominating.
They're doing
Subway
just fine.
Commercials, right. He's all over the
around
place.
These,
right.
Around these playoffs going on right now. In the NBA for sure. By the way, the other story coming out here, besides the fact that the Panthers are going to try to get a win and stretch this thing out to a game five back here in Sunrise. And, of course, the Heat did what they needed to in that first game on the road there by getting that win. But we'll try to make it 3-1, get a real nice lead if they can win that. But they have home court back no matter what. The other story coming out in the PGA Championship, and I'm not one that says everybody sucks and everybody choke, But we saw. I mean, the guy didn't even hide it. I mean, he didn't call himself a choker, but this Mito Pereira yesterday had a one-stroke lead. Probably, honestly, it's probably never going to happen in his career again at a major. He may never get there again because most guys don't.
That's the point. Right.
But he's sitting there on the 18th hole with a one-stroke lead and makes a double bogey, hits it in the water. And if you saw his swing of a guy that pays a coach, swing coach, and has a guy work and has spent all that money on that swing when you're just – now, again, you're out there most of the time by yourself and swinging, and the guy's there and he's looking at your swing and analyzing and you're getting it down. I don't think there's anything you can do to prepare yourself for having and trying to decide what club you're going to pull out on the 18th, knowing it's a difficult hole to start with, and then trying to figure out how can I make a par on this big, nasty 18th hole, and he hits it in the water.
Right.
Makes a double bogey and gets knocked out. Doesn't even make it. Now, he had the one stroke to play with.
Right.
He knew, like, the worst thing can happen here. I make a bogey, I'm still in, and I'm going to be in with a couple other guys to see who's going to win a championship with some extra holes there, see how the playoff goes.
But even after the drop, he hit the ball right over the green. Like, he was so rattled after that tee shot that it was over for him.
He knew when they told him it's in the water that he had some big problems. But anyway, then they talked to him. Oh, man, look at this. He came back over and talked to him, and he said, oh, this is going to help me for next time, you know, I get in this situation with my nerves and everything. No, it won't.
Mm-mm. You'll be thinking about
it. Not only will it not help, I don't even know if you ever get there again. He may never, you realize, even as a young, talented player, which you got to have talent to be in that situation, no question about it. And all the young guys were struggling at the end. Justin Thomas, he won and came back from 7, but he was clearly playing the best of the whole group. And even though he missed some putts, he was still just – he was just money yesterday for a guy that already won a major and won a second. But this guy, you realize he may never get in a situation where on a Sunday, on an 18th hole, the last hole of the tournament, he's got a one-stroke lead and right. a chance to win. It may never happen again. He may have some top 10 finish, but he may never be in that situation. And that swing, just as soon as they slowed it down, then they showed it again.
Oh, he knew right away, right after he hit the ball.
But that swing was full of nerves
yep.
and pressure that you just can't teach. I was thinking of Vandeveld and what he did at the British Open, where he was spraying it all over and had the nice lead and started doing stupid things. And this guy, no matter what, I mean, he tried to take a positive spin out of it, which you have to do, like, oh, you know, it's a learning experience and stuff. Like, no, these chances don't.
Yeah, it sucks.
They don't happen very often.
Sucks.
There's a lot of good players around the world. And the best guy with the most experience and the highest ranked player won that tournament that was in those final couple of groups. Final couple of players at the end there. So anyway, it was a crazy
one. Life-changing hole, one way or another. Whether you win the major or you blow it, and this guy blew it.
I can't even imagine. He made some nice saving par putts.
But no one's going to remember anything he did the entire tournament except for that 18th hole.
But that 18th hole,
that's it.
Decision, club, swing, just.
He was rattled.
Just rough. And he knew as soon as that ball was in the water. His mind had to be going, oh, God, I may not make a bogey now. Mm-hmm. There's no gimme that I'm going to make a bogey.
The one thing he couldn't do is hit it in the water. It's one thing he couldn't do.
That's it.
Yeah.
All you had to do, take out less club, something you can hit down the middle, and have a long second shot. But he didn't do it. Mm. That was rough.
For a young guy like that.
That was rough, man.
Yeah.
Dying to see how this affects him going forward. Justin Thomas was – I almost forgot. He was 7 shots back to win that tournament. Now, he's in a good boat because a lot of those guys had never been there, and they looked like it.
Still not easy to come back from 7
strokes. A lot of guys really struggling.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to stay away from bogeys and yeah, it was. I'd never want to play that golf. I mean, that golf course is that thing, especially in the weather's not great, and then on top of it, as tough as it was, whew, that course is not for everyone. I always love when I see a course like that. I wonder what the members of that club like. Really?
Right.
Like, what's a guy that's an 18 handicap going out there? How much does he enjoy playing that golf course, even playing it from the white tees?
Lucky he's an 18 handicap.
Man, right. Brutal stuff. We got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. A lot of news coming out. And by the way, I just love the way Jimbo came. Jimbo came back stronger. I wasn't here on Friday. Jimbo came back stronger on Nick Saban, the way he called him out, called him everything from God to you ought to be real careful. You forgot Despicable. That I coach with you right. to know what illegal recruiting looks like when you accused it, and he was fired up. He said he called me. I got nothing to say to the guy. I'm done with him. That guy coming out saying all that stuff. And
I think you got to be careful when you're a guy like Nick Saban or a guy like Jimbo or a guy like Dabo over the years through what probably did happen behind the scenes for you to call out somebody that was that close to your program and that close to you like Nick did. Because if this really got kind of looked at, you don't think that Jimbo or someone else would give something up? Because all of a sudden you saw afterwards.
So I don't think those guys would.
Oh man, I
don't think
you
the
get
good
pushed to a brink.
Nah,
Joe.
I don't think
Jimbo
the good old
got
boys.
Pushed. Jimbo just got pushed not, all the way to the end.
Not affecting his job, and it's not affecting the recruiting class. Whether money was paid to those guys or not, it's such a fine line. So what are you gonna do? Whether the money comes there the day you sign, or the money's coming there after you make a verbal commitment. I mean, such a fine line. It's just. And again, they can't all be that stupid that they had to know this was going to go directly into high school recruiting. Right. They had to know these guys are going to have a pretty good idea when they sign what they're looking at when they get there. It's just.
What about former players coming out and talking and throwing guys under the bus also? Because you know that Antonio Cromartie now works for Jimbo. And Cromartie came out and said that he was offered $60,000 just to go on a visit to Alabama back in the day. This is before Saban. I think it was Mike Shula.
There's been stories down here for a long time, especially about the SEC being dirty, especially in the inner city recruiting, and taking advantage of mom or grandmother, father, uncle, and this stuff's been going on. But now you pretty much can do it. And I love these guys come out. That's not what this was for. Well, Nick, let me explain. So once the guys get there, then you tell them, now, once you get here and you sign with us, get a marketing – like, come on, stop it, Nick. Stop that. It's a lie. It starts before that, Nick. It does. You're going to tell me you're going to recruit and not say, you know, I mean, he went almighty and I'm doing it right and everybody else is doing it wrong. And you still end up, if that is the case – because you've been such a great coach and you've won so much and so many of your players are turning pro and getting drafted after 3 years, that for you to come out and bitch like you finished two, it just looked like sour grapes. And then,
of course it was.
Well, the other part is he was recruiting. He was using all those guys like, hey, business guys, we need more of your money. And so they were getting on about all this stuff. But I just think Nick looked like the ass clown that he really is away from his coaching.
Well, he did out in the open, that's why. October 8th, by the way, Texas A&M goes to Bama.
Well, they'll all be they'll
be
all catching.
Be watch television.
They'll all be catching all that stuff. But Jimbo says, I have no problem with confrontation, especially with him. I have no problem at all. Basically, I'm not afraid of the little weasel, and I'll be good to go. I would love to know how Mario Cristobal, who coached with Nick, all this stuff being said, because I thought they're going to try to throw UM under the bus. That,
of course.
Besides a little basketball
comment. Well, Nick
comment.
Brought up the basketball comment, didn't bring up football.
But anyway, Nick seems to be doing all right in that transfer portal, and it seems to be okay unless he lied about his quarterback getting up to $1 million in endorsements, who might be the first or second overall pick in next year's draft anyway. But, yeah, I just thought, man, this thing, I don't know how it gets cleaned up or changes or anything else, but Nick Saban. And, again, if he's worried about scholarship money for some of the women's program,
right.
Just give back some of your money, unless you need to make $11 or $12 million a year.
Right.
But if not,
how much do you think he pays for in Tuscaloosa anyway?
Not much.
Right.
Guessing that's all part of the package, right. Man. That's all part of the package.
But don't talk about that. Let's talk about the players.
Yeah. So anyway, it's crazy, crazy stuff going on here. Hey, right now I want to take a moment to tell you about my friends at Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing. And all your plumbing needs, you can go to Around the Clock now. That's right, air conditioning and plumbing. And I want to let you know that we have got some of the best plumbers in the industry. Toilets, leaks, sinks, all those problems you have every day and you need a plumber. They work 7 days a week. I always like everybody to know, it seems like all the problems pop up on a Friday night, Saturday, or Sunday. They're all working. They're ready to come out and take care of all your problems. But we got something else makes us a little special in our plumbing company at Around the Clock. I want to let you know that we got a box truck full of water heaters for you. That's all they do. The box truck is filled with all size Rheem water heaters for same day installation. I told you it's about great service and being able to take care of as many people as we can. We don't have to order. Well, don't you have to order them? No, we have them in stock. Rheem water heaters in stock, ready to go for you. No matter what size you need, we have them for you. You make the call, you get that great service. We got financing plans as well. Hey, that's right. When it comes to plumbing companies, Around the Clock Plumbing is as good as you're going to get in town. So next time you have a problem with your air conditioning or plumbing, Air Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing, just go 855-PLUMBER, 855-PLUMBER for Around the Clock Air Conditioning and Plumbing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's playoff basketball. You have two really competitive teams going at it and, laying it out on the line. And there's just adversity going on both sides just constantly. And, the competition is that intense that, it's creating that adversity. I do not have any updates on anybody. Like, we're just going to go back to our cave and just recoup. And maybe I'll have some information for you tomorrow.
Well, I'm guessing, man, everybody's banged up right now, right? We're seeing this in hockey and basketball, but I'm guessing everybody's going to be playing. I can tell you one thing. The guys now that are injured between Boston and Miami for this game, it's an incredible amount, and nobody's going to want to hear about it, especially if you're Boston, by the way. You need this game to get it, to have a chance to make it a best of three. It doesn't matter who you are.
Oh, it would shock me if one of the, Robert Williams is the one guy, right? Like, that you just can't, I can't tell if he's going to play night in and night out.
If you got a chance to play and you just saw the big guy, Bam Adebayo, score the way he did, I just think all those guys, if there's a way you can play even if it's limited minutes, you just you got to try to go, man. This is what it's about. This is no longer regular season where coach says, hey, if you're a little banged up, don't worry about the second game. And
right, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You get your 15, 20 games. We'll get you in. You know, well, you'll be fine. We just want to get you ready for those playoffs. That's it. And
well, here we are.
So here we are in a physical old series, which Boston seems to get in those kind of those series, and see what happens tonight. And, boy, for the Panthers, my God. 4-1, 2-1, and 5-1 losses so far, and need this win tonight or your season's over. I mean, we're just talking about this run and best record, most points in hockey, the number one seed for the playoffs at home, get the home ice advantage. And right now they are one game away from getting swept, from getting swept. Now, I don't know how much playoff you need. I know they got a little playoff. Well, they got the first round last year and lost to Tampa Bay in six. But this doesn't even look like the team we've been watching. It doesn't even look like it.
No, it's completely different.
You look at what they've been able to do and the heartbreaker, that 2-1 game. You know, think you're getting ready to go into overtime and, you know, you have a brain fart there to start with, and that was just terrible.
Could that have broken their back, like, at this point?
Yeah, I mean, look, it was a bad play. And
you're talking 3.8 seconds left, and you're going to overtime. This is not a minute left. This is not, you know, this is it. Like, all you got to do is clear that puck, and you're in overtime.
But this is a again, pressure, and at the end of the things, and you're playing against guys that have been there and done it, and these three names have been there, and they have done it. That's been the one consistent thing about Tampa Bay. Stamkos, Kucherov, and Vasilevsky. And Vasilevsky, I mean, what he's doing right now to close out Toronto, at Toronto, wins 2-1. And then has given up one goal in three game, each of the three games, and that's it. Power play goals, Panthers, 1-for-28.
That is just, wow.
Doesn't even look like the regular season team. No. And by the way, I get it. Oh, Joe, you sound stupid. Playoffs are a lot different. Things change in the playoffs. I get it. I've seen it with Tampa Bay. It's a great example of like, okay, so you're 10 points, 12 points ahead of us. Okay. We just know we got to win once on your court. Well, we won twice on your ice. Okay, well. We understand a thing or two about playing, and all of a sudden their goalies picked it up, and they're blocking shots at a ridiculous. Every time you go to see if it's gonna, you know, your goal is gonna have to make a save, and you got somebody putting their body out. To me, man, it is. Can I say this ballsiest thing I've ever seen? When a guy gives up his body, knowing how much it's going to hurt.
Getting drilled.
Wherever it hits you with something, you know, that shot gets up to 100 miles an hour, 90 miles an hour.
They're taking it in the leg, the arm.
And these guys are just
chest,
like, all right, I'm going down. I don't know, you know, I'm going to try to block it. Closer I get, I'll just lay out on the ice. And you see those guys get up, and, you know, you call it taking one for the team. But they're limping off and going back, and the trainer's waiting for them, and I know. I saw where you got hit. I know it hurts. Come on. Then the guy's back out 2 minutes later playing.
I took 19 for the team. I forget about taking one for the team. These guys are blocking shots left and right.
Everybody. I mean, these guys, they know what it takes. And just a great story, what they've been able to do. And if I told you they were getting ready to go another Stanley Cup down the road here,
it wouldn't shock me at this point.
Not at all.
Right.
And maybe at some point get Braden Point back as well. But what a story. And then what does Brunette do with this team tonight? Like, do you shake things up, or do you stick with all those same guys that had a great – that played together great on the power play, all the lines were great, you're averaging more than four goals a game in the regular season, something that hadn't been done that many times?
I think you got to shake something up. You got to change something up for the series. Try to turn this thing around. I mean, a massive.
I just don't
changes.
Know.
I don't know, but you got to do something, right? I mean, this is all going to be thrown on him, also.
Well,
I mean,
not all on him.
No, because you're two major.
You said it before. Huberdeau and right. Barkov got to get a
stars.
Got to
play like stars. We say it all the time here on the show, and they are playing like dog. You know what? That's what's going on. The two best players on this team, or supposedly the two best players in the
no,
team.
The two best players.
Okay, well, they're not playing like it. They're not playing like it.
Well, you're going to try to leak some more guys in that best players?
No, I don't know at this point.
Big Bob, you know, has been good. He's been good, but man, I mean, he's got to be almost perfect to have a chance to win. And if they get sloppy in front of him, he actually had some great saves. I mean, right on, he had some point blank saves, you know, to what he was able to do. But you're sitting here right now and wondering if you're going to get this thing back here and if you can win a game. And what do you do? What do you change? They're not changing the way they play and their style they play. And
what a disappointment if it ends tonight.
Oof, man.
And you lose getting swept by Tampa Bay.
Did not see this coming. It all started with winning those first two games down here that they're able to win 4-1 and 2-1. And the way they won that second game with just a few seconds left and the great pass by Kucherov. Man.
That backbreaker in game two could have done it.
Just a crazy, crazy time with everything. We got 9 o'clock hour coming up. 305-567-0560. One thing you don't have to worry about, Sandy Alcantara says, hey, man, I'm good to go. Our guys are we got our bullpen. We're wearing their ass out right now. I'm going to get a complete game here. 4-3 win. Sandy Alcantara did not give up an earned run. All three.
Guy's a horse.
Did not give up an earned run. Three unearned runs. Including guy drops one in center field, kicks it around a little bit, and ends up on third, which should have been an out. But they hang in there, get the win. Anyway, we'll have more stuff on that coming up. By the way, speaking of the Marlins, they're hitting the road. They've got eight coming up now on the road. They're off today. They'll be up in Tampa Bay, so they got a nice road trip. But they're going to be coming home and face the San Francisco Giants for a four-game series starting June 2nd. So they'll get ready. We're going to have a lot of giveaways during that time as well. People love these giveaways. And the Marlins got a bunch of really cool ones coming up here. Matter of fact, families can get ready for a kid's Billy mug presented by Bally Sports Florida. If you want to get that Billy mug presented by U Health, love to see you out there at the ball game. Enjoy a Sunday fun day at Lone Depot Park as the Marlins take on the Giants. 140 start for that one as well. So find out more, learn more at marlins.com/giveaways for the four-game series with the San Francisco Giants starting that Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Giants, of course, having a pretty good year, if you don't mind me saying so. They're off. Not great, but over 500 right now as the Marlins have all kinds of great giveaways and a lot of great programs for you and your kids. If you're not familiar with them, check on them. A lot of cool stuff going on for you every weekend here for these home games. So Marlins will be on the road here for a while. Got eight games on the road starting with Tampa Bay tomorrow night. You can always go to marlins.com/heritage, find out all the different giveaways and all the different things that are going on with Marlins baseball right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.